What's good? What's good? What's good? It's Kim and I'm back with my tea of the day. It's season 5, episode 3, Think We Thrive. And we got some current events to get into. We got this orange motherfucker being arrested, going to jail. He's a thug now. And I hope y'all open up your fucking eyes to the bullshit that this man is, that this man has been, that this man will always be. And don't let this man still run for election next year or the next term or whatever. Do not let this motherfucker win. Be open-minded. Open your fucking eyes. Open your fucking ears. Vote. Make sure he does not get fucking selected. Because we're not going backwards. We are. And realistically, we are, unfortunately. So, Mr. Flaming Hot is being indicted on 35 charges for falsifying paperwork that him, okay, for basically paying a female, a porn star, female off for whatever that happened prior to him winning the election in 2016 to 2021. What he did, not for the country, but for him. When he was on Twitter, when he was doing this, and having rants, and all of that bullshit. He paid homegirl off. And falsified it. And if he did that and got away with, or female got away with it until now, what else did he hide while he was elected, while he ran this country into the shit show it is today? What else has he hidden? What else has he done? We need to really wake the fuck up, because history repeats itself. 1,000%. And quiet as a motherfucking cat, he's still trying to run for the next election. And I'm hoping this does not help him go over the edge and win again. I hope not. Because he's not going to jail. He's been arrested, but he's not going to do a bid. He's not. Not for that. This is just them showing him that he's not that powerful as he thought he was. He's not. He don't get what the fuck he thought he was given. It's basically trying to put him in his place. And then, if he gets elected again, I can just imagine what the fuck he's going to try to do. Because retaliation is not cute. And it happens often. And we don't got time for that. We don't got time to be a mad motherfucking gig or not like that. So be mindful. Be vigilant. Hopefully charges stick. Hopefully more skeletons come out of the fucking closet. So we are done with this motherfucker. Because I can't. I cannot live in this country being ran by him. I refuse to. We really need to pay attention to who's running. And what their morals, what their standards are. Because clearly, we see from fucking shit being voted and XYZ that it's not just the president, it's the senators, it's the fucking shit that we vote for each borough and stuff like that. Like, it is important that you know who you're voting for. And I'm just thinking of the lesser of two evils, because it's not, it don't give lesser of two evils. It gives, we need to do our fucking homework. So we pick the right person to run the country, the state, the boroughs. Yeah, we need our butts in the seats to make change, to make effective change. Because over there, motherfucking Missouri, right over there in fucking Mississippi, Mr. Motherfucking Sippy, they're trying to do a little joke, Joe Quall, Jim Quall, part 2. Like, we didn't just get out of gym for long. Like, we didn't just become segregated. Like, we did not just become, like, we're all good living with each other. But now that you think about it, there are a lot of communities that are gentrifying again. Like, we're going backwards. So, they got some colored people, they got some white people, they got everyone in the seats in Mississippi, right? But now they're trying to make it all white again. They're trying to just make it all white, so they have the white laws, the right rules. Like, why the fuck are we going backwards? And why is that okay? Like, why are we making this a bill to fucking be passed? Like, y'all better not fucking pass this shit. Because what is that showing our fucking kids? That it's okay to be when you're... It's okay to manipulate. It's okay to say something and then do something else. It is okay to have someone make a change and then slap you right in the fucking face. Right in the fucking face with that same change. Give you hope and then pull the rug from underneath you. Give us gay marriage and then try to pull it away. Or give us, you can get abortions any which way. No ask, no questions, act and not like that. But you can get that. Now, you have to go out the country to try to get an abortion, because you can't get an abortion here, no matter what the fucking situation or circumstance is. Fuck out of here. Like, now we want to go back to all whites only. Like, at this point, we're one step away from a white and black back. We're one step away from going back to fucking slavery. We're one step away from picking cotton. Again. We're one step away from going back into camps and the white nigga, the black nigga, the house nigga. We're one step away from all of these shits. We need to fucking open our eyes. Cause shit is getting scary. It's getting sad. Make it make sense, because it's not making sense. It's not. So, in Iran, they have security cameras to make sure that the women are in uniform. Basically. Like, who the fuck are you to tell me what the fuck to wear? If I don't want to fucking wear my hijab today, I'm not going to fucking wear my hijab today. Like, you can't make me, you can't force me. And unfortunately, their dictatorship is what the fuck it is. It's a dictatorship. So I pray and hope that enough people stand up and stand out for fucking change. Because there needs to be change in those fucking... the fucking countries that are ran by pulpist, white, or whatever, beat on a fucking chest men. Shit needs to fucking change for the better for everyone, everywhere. And hopefully we see that in America, because although it's not a dictatorship here, we get real close to it. People telling us what to do, all the fucking viruses that keep on happening or coming out, or and they don't fucking give us no information because that don't magically happen. How the fuck you don't have no information on shit that you're putting out into the fucking world? Because you're the one that's telling... You're the one who's putting the shit into the world. If we're being honest, like, you're the one who gave us the coronavirus and then magically it's not there. But it's still there. Interesting. And then the whole monkeypox outbreak, that was like 5 seconds. So what the fuck did I have? Where did it go and how was it contained? That quickly, but you couldn't contain the coronavirus. We was in COVID for 3 years, but you couldn't contain that. My monkey wants to go out for 5 minutes, and you contain that in 10 minutes. Make that make sense? So I'm not adding up. The math ain't fucking math there. Part of this capped. There's a lot of stuff that is not being told, and that is the problem. Or are they really saying something, but we're not listening? Because oftentimes we don't fucking listen when we need to. And the signs can be right in our fucking face, but we just refuse to pick up a book and read. I always said, when someone shows you what it is, believe them. Because action is so much powerful than words. Like, words is cute. But if the actions do not match the fucking words, I'm going to believe what the fuck I seen. Not what the fuck I heard. And history, like I said, repeats itself. And the world continues to show us what the fuck it is. And what the fuck, literally, like, what it is before we even realize what the fuck they're trying to show us or what the fuck they're trying to tell us. And that's crazy. But on a lighter note, let's get into fucking love languages. Like, let's really get into that gig real quick. There's 5 love languages. And it is time. It is quality time. Words of affirmation. It is physical touch. Gifts. Give me 1 second. Wait a minute. So, acts of service, physical touch, quality time, receiving gifts, and words of affirmation. Are we aware of what our love languages are? And when did you realize what is your love language? Because there are 5. So you could absolutely have 5. But if you had to pick 2, what would those 2 be? And when did you realize, for one, what love languages are? And which ones you really need? So, like, everything, obviously, is everything. But, like, for you, because everyone is different. Like, for me, it definitely is physical touch. And it definitely is words of affirmation. For me. I definitely found out I want to say, like, during my revisiting and me becoming the bad nigga that I am. Me really getting into my gig and understanding and learning myself, my transformation over the last 2 years. Definitely helped and showed me what that is in real time. And I'm happy it did. Because at first I didn't really understand what a love language is, and I never really had that conversation until, like, the last 3 years, where I'm like, oh, so what I be looking for kind of thing, or, like, what I need kind of thing. Now I got a word for it. Like, now I got words for it. Now I don't got, oh, so this is what I need. You know, I need quality time. 1,000%. Like, I need it. And I need words of affirmation. You need to tell me that I'm handsome. You need to tell me that you want me, stuff like that. Like, don't just think that should be a given. And a lot of times, niggas be acting like it's a fucking given. Like, oh, but you know I love you. I don't fucking know that. You said that yesterday. I don't know how the fuck you feel today. Especially when niggas is always fucking in and out of other niggas' drawers and in and out of other people's inboxes and shit like that. Like, yeah, you told me you fucking love me yesterday, but I don't know if that's what's gonna fucking see today. It's a change. Nigga be fucking changing niggas like the fucking drawers. I'm saying the people like the fucking drawers. And that's a fucking problem. Absolutely the fuck not. So I need to hear it. And I need that quality time. Like, those is what, that's what's given. That is what it's given. I just want to leave you with the last words. Be kind to yourself. Be gentle with yourself. Get in touch with your emotions. Because one day you may feel okay, and that next moment, you're anxious, you're scared. Protect those emotions. Nurture those emotions. Nurture every aspect of you to become a better you. Because we can't afford to have a lot of emotionally turbulent adults. People who cannot get in touch with your emotions and deal with them. I refuse. So be kind, be gentle, love yourself, be vulnerable. Allow yourself and give yourself the space to grow. Allow yourself the experience to truly be you. Allow yourself the power to not let anything affect you, no matter how much of a gulp you have to take, no matter how much flack you have to deal with, no matter what is thrown your way. Allow yourself to see the good in that situation. Allow yourself to see the blessings in that situation. Allow yourself to see the growth and how you react in that situation. Whatever the situation is, but give yourself your power back. Later, this was Kimi's Tea of the Day. This was season 5, episode The Rest. Of course, you can hit me up on Akeem Holder on Facebook, or Akeem Holder on my IG, or Akeem C of the Day on my IG, or on my motherfucking website, www.akeemcoftheday.com. Also on Patreon, Akeem C of the Day. Like, you Google me, you'll find out where I'm at. Get into the game, you don't want to miss out. Later.